My name is Mendel Rosenberg. I'm a Holocaust survivor, and I live here in St. Louis. I lived in Lithuania, part of the three Baltic states before the war. And when Hitler came to power, it didn't take very long to occupy Lithuania by the Germans, and immediately they started after the Jews. The war started on the 22nd of June, and by the beginning of July, there was a knock on the door, and a German soldier and a policeman came to the door. They arrested my father and my brother and took him to the city jail. I was at the time about 13 years old, and they didn't bother with me. Needless to say that we didn't know what was going on and what was happening. We managed to get my brother out of jail, but on the 17th of July, we found out that they took my father and a group of other Jews out in the forest, and they killed him. After that, they put us in a ghetto, and we stayed in the ghetto for over 2 years. In Lithuania, we had over 200,000 Jews, and there was only between 6,000 and 7,000 of us that survived. The killing was not only by the Germans, but also by the Lithuanians. For one reason or another, they seemed to be enjoying what they were doing. When the war turned around and the Russians were coming close, they decided to close the ghetto. First concentration camp we got was Stutthof. There, they separated the men from the women. They took away our names and they gave us numbers. After they processed us and they gave us the striped uniforms, they sent all the men out of Stutthof to Dachau. By 1945, I felt like I'm not going to make it. When the request came out, they needed carpenters to work inside the camp. I volunteered for it. Whether it was right or wrong, I don't know. But my brother kept going out and work, and I worked inside the camp. The only problem was, on one of the days when my brother went out to work, he never came back. At the time, I didn't know what happened, but after the war, I found out that he was killed by one of the coppers or the foreman because he didn't do something fast enough, so they killed him. By 1945, the Americans were coming close, and when they came close, they didn't want to show the Americans that they have concentration camps and that they are killing people. We were on a train for 2.5 days without food or water, and finally, all of a sudden, we look out and we don't see any of the guards. So we opened up the train and we came outside and we saw the Americans. They liberated us on the 8th of May. And then we ended up in displaced person camp. And from there, I found out that my mother also survived. Me as a survivor was very disappointed that nobody seemed to have cared what happened to the Jews of Europe. Nobody done anything about it. Nobody said to Hitler, don't do what you're doing. Don't kill the Jews. I see that all over the world, there are still people kill their own people, and nobody does anything about it. And it seemed to me like people haven't learned much from the Holocaust.